Mikey and Rin eating yum.
A show about the serious and not so serious parts of our edible world. Let's eat. Yep.
Oh, hey, everybody.
That was a groovy interlude.
You better believe it was groovy. Welcome, you groovy cats and kittens, to another episode of Mikey and Rin Eden. This is Mikey.
And this is Rin.
Mix Master Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
You really mixed that one up.
You better believe it. There's going to be a lot more fun times to be had with my soundboard coming up here. I'm going to start using it more intentionally and surprisingly for Corinne, and she's going to be really
can't wait.
Bummed and excited.
Yeah, can't wait.
Bixited. We're coming to you live from the Chablanc estate. Corinne LeBlanc is currently 34 weeks pregnant.
Wow.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That is our internet doctor from the bump, Dr. Bump, says that it's this, that our little man, Rigatoni Party Time Sheether, is Chablanc, is the size of a butternut squash.
Yeah.
Does it feel that way?
He does. I definitely feel bigger. It's wild. It's just wild to watch belly grow.
Yeah.
Watch him move in the belly.
That's
the most wild.
We've talked about it before, but I didn't think that was real.
Yeah,
like, I knew that he moved, and but you can see, fully see him. Mm-hmm. And, like, the shape of your belly at any given time will change because of...
Yeah, where he's hanging.
Yeah, it's like you've got a wet bag of laundry or something. Like, it's amazing.
It is amazing.
He is getting the hiccups a ton.
Yeah, he is.
It's really cute. Like, once a day,
yeah,
we'll feel him, like, hiccuping.
Yeah. Yeah, hiccuping.
Drunk baby.
I don't know, folks. I'm feeling really good. This is, you know, for those of you that have been listening pre Mikey and Rin Eat In.
Yeah.
You know, this is our third and last little embryo that we had.
Sure.
And
we did IVF.
We did IVF. Yep. Mm-hmm. And you know, he's just kind of a superhero, frankly. Yeah.
Well, he's the pregnancy that you should have had the whole time.
Yeah,
totally. You know, Rennie had a couple miscarriages. We had a pregnancy that we had to end up ending the pregnancy because of a very rare fatal injury.
Yeah, we found out on our 20-week ultrasound.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, miscarriages are very common.
Sure.
You had early ones. And so it's like I truly believe that, like, this was the pregnancy that you were meant to have from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm just so glad that we stuck it out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a really easy adventure anyways. It was like...
Oh, so easy.
It was fun.
It was great.
It's like being in a candy shop.
I would buy those tickets again and again.
Totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. It's sure. Like Top Gun Maverick. Yes. I will just start it over again, please. Yeah. Start again. Yeah. It's been a journey.
But yeah.
This has felt... I mean, I don't know. This pregnancy has just felt like languid and easy and like... I don't know.
Yeah, I will say, Mikey and I talk about this a lot together. The pregnancy itself has, I've loved being pregnant. I like being in a pregnant body.
I remember early in the pregnancy, like first trimester, you were like, fuck those women who say like, I just love being pregnant. And then you,
a couple weeks ago, you were like, God,
I love being pregnant. Yeah.
And the,
that's huge.
It's funny because I love being pregnant until I have to go to a prenatal appointment.
Right. Right. Well, and like I've said to people, like, if something bad's going to happen, it's going to happen there, right?
Yeah.
The other part that's been interesting and, like, you know, in this show is about food. You're welcome. But it's also about, like, our lives and the way that you've been eating while you're pregnant and the way that we cook for, you know, the way that we've kind of, like, approached food in our lives and our life right now has been about the pregnancy. One thing that's been a bit of a bummer is that food has not been, like, your top priority.
Yeah, it really hasn't. But I will say it has allowed me to just eat extraordinarily healthy because it's not like I don't crave,
yeah.
I don't know, sweets or...
Right. Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, yeah.
Right. Were you about to say Dunkin' Donuts?
No.
Okay.
But I just followed your lead on that
it's
one.
It's Dunkin' now, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, like, for breakfast this morning, what did we have? We had some, like, cracked bulgur and eggs and green beans and...
What did Sheethy have?
And this eggplant. mix that we make. It's so good. Dude. And then, yeah, Mikey.
Well, hold on. The eggplant thing I think is important.
Yeah.
Eggplants are the most intimidating fruit / vegetable in the kitchen of the main vegetables,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I'm a chef. I've always had a really hard time making eggplant in a way that I was happy about it.
Yep.
I think we talked about this maybe before.
I know. Who cares? If we didn't, it's worth
restating.
Yeah. It's the most foolproof eggplant preparation that I've ever experienced. And it comes from, we've talked about this book like ad nauseum now.
Fucking.
But it's from Six Seasons.
But it's just an old school technique.
It's an old school technique.
A lot of Italians use.
Yep, totally. You literally poke a few holes in. Well, preheat the oven to 450.
Yep.
Poke some holes in your eggplant
with a fork,
and then just shove it in there.
Well, coated in olive oil.
Oh, I didn't do that yesterday.
Oh, really?
No.
See, I think coating it helps the skin release.
Yeah, I didn't.
So just
do that
coat
yesterday
it in like oil totally of your choice. Fine. Okay.
Put it in the oven, and then once it starts to soften, it takes, 30? It depends on the
20
size.
Minutes, 20, yeah, 20, yeah, 30 of course, minutes. Yeah. But once it, deflates, you know, it starts to deflate like an old beach ball.
Yep. Yum. Take it out, and then let it cool a little bit, and then you're just going to scrape away from the skin, so all of the nice little inner flesh.
Cut it in half, or however you want to open it up, and then scoop it.
And then we put it in a food processor with some fish sauce, some acid, whether you want, you know, lemon or vinegar.
Yep. We're using white vinegar, which is so sharp and yummy.
Yep.
Underrated kitchen ingredient, white vinegar. I think most people think it's like for Easter egg dyeing and for cleaning or whatever, but white vinegar fucks. Like white vinegar is such a good, it's such a good sharp flavor. I love it.
Yeah. I put a little extra. I put some lemon juice in there too. Yep. The fish sauce gives that like nice umami salty flavor. Mm, and then some chili of whatever variety you want. If you want a little spice.
Yeah.
Blend it up. And it's delightful.
And it can be a dip. It can be a spread. It can be.
Yeah, we put it in a grain bowl.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I was eating it this morning and I forgot that's what she had put in it yesterday. Mm-hmm. And I was like, is this miso?
Yeah, it does have that kind
it's
of
so
similar.
Good. Yeah.
Similar vibe.
Eggplant's like that just rich flavor anyways.
So delicious.
And it's just about, I always just think the thing with eggplant, you know, the traditional way, you know, you cut it into like whatever coins and then you salt it to pull the moisture out. Cause that's the main problem with eggplant is it ends up being like spongy and chewy because there's too much moisture left behind.
Right.
But this like completely eliminates that.
Right.
You're steaming out all of the moisture from the, you know, through the holes that you've poked in it. And then it just becomes this, I don't know. It's so good. It's like, and is it what baba ganoush is? Kind of?
Yeah, I don't know how baba ganoush is prepared, really, but I'm imagining it's similar. Yeah,
it's so good.
It's really, and you get the like true essence of eggplant. Mm. Like you really, it's like eggplant in its like heroist state.
Yeah.
It's just so, so yummy.
I call it the BEE. It's the big eggplant energy.
Yes, yeah, totally. Sure. Yeah. So if eggplants intimidate you as well, this is such and we're, you know, we're definitely winding down on eggplant season.
Right.
But we did get one more at the farmer's market.
Oh my God.
So. God, just magnificent.
And then little man, you know, is this, we oftentimes like, we'll be cooking stuff that as long as it's in season, what size little man is. And so he's a butternut squash this week, and a butternut squash, like it's one of my favorite vegetables. Mm. It's so good fruit technically. And, just a couple like little things about butternut squash. So oftentimes when you get them, you know, they're kind of shaped like a penis spaceship, let's just say.
Sure.
So kind of bulbous on the bottom and then kind of cylindrical up top. So you want to cut the butternut squash like right at that point where it goes from the base to the top. And then the top will be just meat, you know, just be kind of butternut squash. And then the bottom will have seeds in the middle. Excuse me, I keep hitting the microphone. But just there's a carving technique that it's good for watermelons. It's good for all sorts of different things. And butternut squash is a great way to practice it. Mm. So if you take like that top half, for instance, you take off the stem and then you just tuck your knife just right under where you can see the skin meet the meat. And then you want to just run your knife down right inside the skin with the contour of the outside and then do that all around it. And it's just a great way of peeling things. Cause like butternut squash, you can't like put a fucking peeler on it. It'll break your peeler.
Right.
And so this is just a good, really good way. And then you just chop it up into whatever shape you want. Butternut squash is also the best vegetable for learning knife skills.
Yeah.
I think, or onions are good too, but butternut squash is like, it's like a block of clay. You can cut it to any shape you want. And so you can really practice like getting your fine Brunoise, or you can like do big dices. It's just a really good way to like learn the anatomy of, you know, how you cut things consistently.
That's great. I love when we have a little chef's corner.
Yeah, chef's corner. And then the bottom, cut it in half, scoop the seeds out and compost those, or make them into, you know, funny little snappy, salty treats, and then do that same technique. It's just a little harder on the bottom because it's round and you're going to have it cut in half.
Right.
You can also cut the, you can cut the skin off first and then cut it in half, then seed it. That's actually the way to go. Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, squash, just from a sort of, herbalist, Chinese herbalist perspective, yeah, it's really, you know, all of these earthy kind of vegetables, like squashes and sweet potatoes, those things are really, really good for your center. So anything that has that kind of like sweet flavor, it's really going to support your spleen in Chinese medicine. And that's basically like pancreatic function, digestive function. So as we transition into fall and things get a little cooler, it's a really nice time to start thinking about those like heartier vegetables, sweeter totally. Vegetables that are just going to like nourish that digestive system and keep your kind of digestive fire strong. So if you prepare, you know, squash, let's say you're going to do a little butternut squash soup or something, throwing in some ginger, some cinnamon, some like nice warming vegetables, it's just going to amp up that spleen pancreatic support even more.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
I like thinking about my spleen.
Oh, me too.
I mean, I don't know where it is.
I think about my spleen. Well, the thing is in...
Is it a thing? Like it is an actual thing.
Oh, sure, sure, sure. Yeah. But in Chinese medicine, the... you know, sort of what they were talking about historically is more, it's more likened to the pancreas because it's,
I don't know what that is either.
Well, your pancreas is the thing that like releases digestive enzymes and kind of helps you break down your food.
Pancreas is the sweetbread.
Yeah, totally. Totally.
Animals, yeah. Yep. Certain animals.
Yeah. So, you know, I kind of think about it more like that. I think about the spleen as just like kind of overall digestive function. And while you're pregnant, you know, really supporting that digestive function and supporting that, you know, that sort of earthy function is really important because you're growing a human in there too.
Get spleeny with it. Get Where spleeny. Does your spleen live?
It lives on the like left side, right?
Okay.
Stomach side.
Oh. On top of the stomach?
No.
I don't know. I can't picture it.
Let's see. Let's see where it lives.
Yeah. The while Rinny is looking up the spleen, we have a wonderful show today with a guest. It's our friend Jamie from Hibiscus Beauty. And she's here to talk about food for your skin or food for your face. She owns a really beautiful skincare line called Hibiscus Beauty. It's Hibiscus with a K. And she's going to come on and just talk all about like what are the benefits of using really clean skincare. And we are a household that cares a little bit about skincare.
We love skincare.
For sure. And we also love Jamie. She's one of our besties.
She's great.
Yeah. She's so fun.
Yeah. So spleen left side where the stomach is. It's basically like, you know, behind the ribs.
Totally.
Next year. Stummy.
Awesome. So you want to go talk to Jamie?
Yeah. Okay. She is such a cool chick.
Yeah.
And
she's the funnest. She's going to be so pumped about having been wedged in between two spleen talks.
I think so too.
Oh, I think so too. Yeah.
Definitely.
Oh, we have a surprise Mikey Quizathon.
It's not just your soundboard. You're
it's
also
not.
Making mouthboard noises too, huh?
I have my own internal soundboard.
Wow. Okay.
So this was a Mikey Quizathon that I was going to launch during our talk with Jamie, but I decided not to because Rin hates the Quizathons. But it is a
You're
one.
You're saving it special for me.
Just for you, your personal hell. All right. So this version of the Mikey Quizathon has one, count it, one question.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I think I can handle that.
This one is skincare related.
Okay.
The one Mikey Quizathon question for the week is, what is the best skincare Hold on. What is the one best thing that you can do for your skin?
Make sure that you wash your face before. No.
That's a pretty good one, but.
I was going to say wash your face before bed, but I'm thinking now making sure that your body is hydrated.
Yeah.
So my final answer is drinking tons of water.
Drinking tons of water. Incorrect. Even though it is totally correct. And it's ironic that you should bring up hydration because, the best thing you can do for your skin is brought to you by the least hydrated man on the planet, who is John Sheether, my father. And the best thing that you can do for your skin was the time that my dad, who's a very hirsute man, he's very hairy, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to go in after years of semi-embarrassment about my back hair. I'm going to go in and see about this laser hair removal. So he went in and they were like, it's going to be $3,000 to have your body de-haired. And he was like, how about I give you $50 and you do an inch by an inch square? And so they did an inch by an inch square and it was good. It was great. A couple months later, that hair grew back and it did not grow back curly like body hair. It grew back against the skin like seal hair or dog hair. And the thing that I like to imagine is just if he had paid the amount of money and done his whole body, he would have been a slick seal for the rest of his life.
I don't understand why the hair grew back so strangely.
So grossly. I should ask him. We should have an update about what's happening with that little disgusting patch of hair.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry you lost the quiz, but I'm glad that we did it just the two of us. All right, let's go talk to Jamie.
Let's do it.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mikey and Rin Eat In, the Mikey and Rin interview. I'm Mikey. Rin, who we got with us?
We today have a real gem, just a real gem of a human. Let me just say that. This is someone that Mikey and I have known for years, and she's just a real mover and a shaker. She really is. And our show today it's a little bit different because we're going to talk about food for your skin. So this lovely human, her name is Jamie. She is the owner and empress of a company called Hibiscus Beauty. And this is a new company that y'all need to check out for sure. And I'm just going to hand it over to Jamie just so that you can introduce yourself and maybe tell us what is Hibiscus Beauty exactly.
Mm-hmm. Hi, guys. I'm Jamie, and I am so honored to be on your show.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for having me. I launched Hibiscus Beauty. It's a skincare line. I launched with one product. So Hibiscus Beauty has one product, and it's called the Balanced Glow Flower Mask. And there's so much I could say about this, but the mask itself is a clay-based mask. It's a pretty intense treatment for your skin. So it's not a gentle cleanser. It's not a gentle serum. It actually is, it has three active ingredients in it, and all of them are working hard to improve the texture of your skin, to improve dark spots that have gotten pretty dark, to improve brightness, your complexion. And one of the active ingredients also has the capability of filling in fine lines.
Ooh.
So it's a really great, cool, custom, clean, cruelty-free product that a little bit goes a really long way. And when I say clean, I mean down to the bone. Like there is not anything in this product that that could raise any red flags. And I went by Credo Beauty's standards. And so they kind of write the credo of clean beauty. And so, yeah, I just followed their lead really and created it without any parabens or phthalates or petroleum byproducts, no silicones, nothing synthetic. There is a preservative in it to make it last, but it's a preservative derived from plants. Mm. So even the preservative is a natural ingredient. Nice. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm real psyched.
All right. So truth be told, Mikey and Rin eat in audience. This is not our first recording of this interview. We recorded a week ago, and Sheethy, during the beginning of the conversation, like knocked into his microphone, and it dislocated my microphone from the armpit of the computer. And we recorded something that sounded like I was farting into a Teddy Ruxpin for 40 minutes. And so we're not using that. But on the
we decided to not use that.
On the last episode, we asked Jamie our traditional question, which is, who's your celebrity crush? And what would you feed for them either before or after you make sexual intercourse to them? But this round, we're going to switch it up just a little. And you get to pick. Ooh. It's not dealer's choice. I don't know what you call it. It's the dealt to's choice. Jamie, you get to choose between these two celebrity, well, I guess we could call it celebrity, but these two, what would you cook for them choices of question? That's how you phrase it. Perfectly. Okay, so first one is, because it's about to
be the grammar there.
Right. Because it's about to be the midterms, who is your political or politician crush, and what would you cook for them for either dinner or breakfast? Or you can choose, because it's Halloween spooky season, ghouls and goblins, who is your celebrity crush zombie edition? They have to be dead. So who is your favorite sexy celebrity who is dead? And what would you cook for them for either dinner or breakfast? You can either choose politician or dead celebrity. And then what would you cook for them either pre or post coitus?
Love it.
Okay, wait. So, well, first of all, I know who it is, but I don't think I'm having sexual intercourse with this person because it's a woman.
Oh, well, I mean.
If that's cool.
It's 2022. I mean, I don't need. Yeah, get down.
I mean, I could.
It could be cuddling. It just could be heavy petting.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to heavy pet this
person.
Okay, go.
Oh, I think I might know who it is.
Do I'm I gonna not? Heavily pet this person.
Yeah, I'm going for Val Demings.
Oh,
and
wow.
She is going for tight. She's going for a Senate seat in Florida. Nice. To flip out Rubio.
And nice.
Yeah.
I just saw her eat his lunch at the debate last
she
night.
She sure did. Yeah, exactly. So that's their only debate. And Rubio is, you know, running these commercials down here saying that liberals are trying to turn little boys into girls.
Oh,
perfect.
That's what one of his commercials says, that liberals are trying to I can't even say that again.
Isn't that what your skincare line is all about? Yeah. Or did I misunderstand?
Transition.
Yeah.
Transition.
I can't. Rubio, the fact that he and like Ted Cruz and all these people are still even in the ether, that we're even talking about them, snaky, oily fucks. Yeah. Is she going to destroy him or what?
He has taken. No, she's not, man. Because it's Florida. This is the problem.
Right.
So he has taken. But where he is eating his lunch is that he has taken over $3 million. I can't say that he took it directly from the NRA, but he took it on behalf of guns.
Sure.
And, you know, all this stuff. Cool. So the Parkland school shooting survivors have spoken out against him.
Yeah, good.
Like,
fuck him.
Like, amazing. Really, they're not kids anymore because, you know, some of them were 18 when it happened.
Sure,
but,
sure.
Yeah, so these young adults are really coming forward and saying, look at what happened in my life. How could you support somebody who's doing this in this state, you know?
Okay, Marco Rubio is going to make me never want to eat again. So let's talk about what you're going to make for Val Demings at your.
So I'm going to make Val Demings a championship breakfast because she's going to win. And then she's going to be real hungry the next morning.
Yes.
She's like stayed up late and, you know, partied hard with her peeps. So, Val, this brunch is for you, sister.
What do you make? What's in it?
I am going to make her. Well, could I purchase one thing? Because there's one thing that I.
Of course.
Definitely.
Okay, great. I would love to serve her a whole bunch of warm cronuts.
Yes.
You love a cronut?
Yes, you would.
I love a cronut. I cannot get enough of a cronut. Specifically, Telluride Bakes.
Oh.
What is it called? Telluride Bakery or Telluride? Oh, Baked in Telluride.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
There, I think theirs is actually called the Dosant.
Oh, I mean, it's, come on, flipping on them. But,
wow, a warm Dosant from Baked in Telluride.
I love this.
That's amazing.
I love this. That's amazing.
And then, you know, I'll give her a whole wide array of fresh squeezed juices from Florida. I got a banana tree that's about to pop off in my backyard, so we could have some bananas local.
Is that really a thing? You have a banana tree? That's that's amazing. I didn't.
I planted it.
What?
Amazing.
I didn't even.
Amazing. Could you grow coffee or chocolate? Or maybe is it
that's
not?
That's a great question. I don't think I maybe can. Maybe not.
But that's bananas though. That's so that's amazing. We're so just truth be told, audience. We were I can't remember when we were at your place, but we were there maybe a year and a half ago or something like that. We went down to Florida and we had the most luxurious. We went to the beach like once. The rest of the time we spent at Jamie's house in her backyard, lagoon, jungle heaven. And we like tropical listened to paradise. Drake and we drank bottles of tequila and it was the greatest weekend of our life.
So
literally,
fun.
Yeah. Like so literally fun. One of the happiest times of my life.
would Val be getting a hibiscus facial? Mask experience.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Val gets lifetime supply. Hell I mean, go get him, Tiger. Go get him, Tiger.
I love this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, James, what is it about? Because I think about hibiscus as also a very culinary flower, right? I think about like hibiscus tea and, so what is it doing on the skin that made you put it into your, because that's the whole like kind of bulk of your brand, right? Mm-hmm. It's this beautiful flower. So what's it doing? Like, how's it feeding my skin when I'm putting it on?
Yeah. So it has, so in my product, it uses hibiscus flower extract. The extract has alpha hydroxy acids in it, and the alpha hydroxy acids are acting like an exfoliant. They are dissolving dead skin cells that have built up on your skin over time and sloughing them off. I need to come up with a better word than sloughing.
No, you don't.
No, it's so effective because everything that you were just saying, I was like, ew, gross. I need to put that mask on now. Like it was, it's very effective.
Yeah. So dead skin cells are building up on your skin just naturally, you know, just naturally. And so normally where you could use a grain, like if you think of a sugar scrub or a lot of times in facial products, you could use quartz or something like that. You could use bamboo. You could use a lot of texture ingredients that are actually, you could rub into your skin and exfoliate off. But the hibiscus is giving you a chemical exfoliant. So it's the reaction the acids have on those dead skin cells that, because you can tell when you use the mask, your skin is smoother right after.
It has 1,000,000%.
Totally.
Yes. It has improved the texture of your skin, and that definitely is thanks to the hibiscus. But it's really the formula. So the hibiscus is amazing, and on its own, it can work to regenerate, right? So you're taking something away, and that's going to cause regeneration. But also, aside from the hibiscus, is kakadu plum, which is a little plum that is native to Australia.
That's the funnest name ever.
Cockadoo.
Yes. Yeah, the cockadoo plum.
Cockadoo plums have the highest form of vitamin C of any fruit or vegetable on the planet.
Wow. Okay. Are people eating those?
Yeah. I don't think that they are edible. Okay. I don't believe so.
Yeah.
But we could see if the Australians are scooping them up.
I'll call down to my cockadoodle-doo friends down there and see if they got any. Is it, James? You might not know the answer to this, but like if I'm drinking hibiscus tea, is it having kind of similar regenerative effects to the, I don't know, to my gut or something? I wonder.
You know, that is such a good question because I have some hibiscus tea and they talk about how it can detox and how it is really good for the skin.
Yeah.
I mean, what's happening on your skin with the extract is like those acids are getting to work on your skin. So it's not like when you drink hibiscus tea, you're absorbing the acid because you're not consuming the extract.
Oh, right.
With hibiscus tea, you would be consuming the flower bud most likely. And so you're getting, so there is, we know that there is regenerative properties inside of the hibiscus. So obviously they are going to do, like, there's a different aspect of that
it's a big word. Regenerative.
It is. It's that extra R in there.
Oh, boy. Marco Rubio could not have said that word.
No, he's like a toddler.
Yeah, I know. Sorry, toddlers.
So there is something I'm not going to say it anymore.
Yeah. Renewable. Regenerative. We should come up with a different word.
I know, because clearly I can't say that.
You can say pizza.
Like, cockadoo.
Just say pizza instead. Just like, or like, yeah.
Or cockadoo, I think.
There's something cockadoo.
Yeah. Cockadoo. Yeah.
Has so cockadoo properties.
Cockadoodle do. When you consume that cockadoodle do, whoa.
Oh, baby.
Oh, just as an aside, I did look it up. They are edible fresh, these plums, but it sounds like they're really sour.
Mm.
And so more often they're used in like jams and preserves and things like
that. They got to get sugared
a little. Super high vitamin C. Yeah, like just a great antioxidant.
I love it. Last time that we talked on the episode that should not be spoken of because of how bad it sounded, but we talked about how, like, I have just not noticed how many hibiscus plants are in my life. Like, you walk through our neighborhood in Portland and there's hibiscus flowers everywhere. They're a very cold hardy plant. Like, they look so fragile and so delicate, but they're tough as shit. Like, I love the idea that, and I love the idea that you are focusing on like a single hero ingredient. I think there's something really wonderful about that. Like, a lot of the food work that I'm doing now that I'm kind of the most proud of is, you know, when people are saying like, I'm going to stand behind this ingredient because it's the thing. Right. And so I love that you're doing that.
Yes.
Yeah. With hibiscus and with the cockadoo plums too. Like, you know, so so that's what I was kind of getting at before, is that the hibiscus is getting to work and it's doing something with the alpha hydroxy acids on your skin. But really what makes this mask so powerful is the custom formula. And so it's the combination of these ingredients that are setting it apart from other masks on the market. So the cockadoo plums are amazing for vitamin C. Vitamin C is going to brighten your skin, and it's going to, those antioxidants are going to help combat against free radicals in the environment, things like that. But then also this mask has 2% niacinamide, and niacinamide is a form of vitamin B3. And this ingredient in particular is going to take about 8 to 12 weeks to see a difference on your skin, but it gets to work right away. So, you know, when you put the skin on and you get that tingle and a lot of blood kind of rushes to your face, it's the niacinamide that's doing that.
Oh, cool.
And so that sometimes can be called skin flushing when a lot of blood comes to the blood vessels on the face. So your skin gets a little bit red. It doesn't stay red, but the redness comes and it's like that extra blood coming to the skin. And of course it's going to improve your complexion. You want blood to flow and your body to be moving blood around and circulation and all that good stuff. So, and the niacinamide is amazing over time for fine lines and dark spots.
I love that.
James, I didn't even think about that, but I've seen people that take like oral niacin or oral B, it's B3, right? B3. Yeah. And then get that facial flush. I didn't even put those two things together.
It's the B3.
Cool. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Well, Rinny, I wonder if there's a bit of it, you know, like we talk about acupuncture and like why acupuncture works. And it's, you know, I always talk about it like, you know, when you're sticking a needle in, it's like sticking a flag in the ground, and then all the blood kind of comes to that area to help heal and regenerate. And I wonder if it's kind of like, it's all a similar thing. It's like bringing beneficial blood to the area to like really help to, you know, make the skin better.
If you think about Chinese medicine too, blood that can move is healthy blood.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. Very totally. Cool. Totally. James, I'm picturing you like a, basically like a chef alchemist or something in the kitchen, right? Because to come up with a custom formulation like this, because there's lots of different ways to go about skincare, right? You can like have something made for you and put your label on it, type of deal, right?
Private label. Yeah.
Private label. That's what that's called. So tell us more about like how the fuck did you come up with the alchemy of this?
It always starts with a benchmark. So you have a product to work off of. So okay. I had a product that I think you might've done it at my house when you were mm-hmm. here, and it was mm-hmm. a hibiscus mask. And it was a smoothing mask, but mm-hmm. it wasn't clean. It wasn't thick. And some of the chemicals in that mask, which ultimately were just preservatives to keep it on the shelf for a long time, could be disruptive to, studies have shown that certain ingredients could be disruptive potentially to infants' nervous systems while in utero. So, you know, I've started really researching. I knew hibiscus was amazing. I wanted a mask, a treatment that highlighted that particular powerhouse of an ingredient, but I wanted it to be clean and safe. And I really wasn't finding that. So then I went in search of a lab to partner with, and that was really, really hard. I basically only got rejected by everyone because I'm not a $1 billion brand. You know, I'm not coming out saying I'm going to launch with, you know, 12 products. You know, I have 5 million in marketing, you know, to start with. The celebrity brands, those are the budgets that they're working with. You know, they're coming to the table with Lady Gaga launches 90 products, 90 makeup SKUs, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a $1 billion brand. Yeah. Like they're coming at this with huge numbers. So I'm just like one person. I found a lab that was willing to take a risk on me. Sold them on my marketing background. I was like, you know, I know how to market a product. I am a passionate skincare aficionado. I have enough, you know, chutzpah to have made it this far to even find a lab. So, so they took a chance on me and we partnered together, and there were a couple rounds back and forth of no, a little bit more of this, a little less of that. And like getting the scent just right, that was really hard. Getting the texture of the kaolin clay just right, that was really hard. Once you have a lab partner and you can kind of lock it down, they put it through all sorts of extreme testing to kind of ensure the stability of it, to make sure that it can do things like travel cross country, sit on a shelf for a minute, you know, all that kind of stuff. And we're good. We're here.
I mean, this is
so cool.
You know, and this is the thing is, you know, I work in CPG and consumer packaged goods. I work in all food. And this is like the exact same story of someone who's launching a sauce or is launching a condiment. You know, it's like, I mean, it's like, I just think the differentiating the line between kind of like how you're, if you're eating your food through your mouth or you're through your skin, I don't know. It just makes so much sense to me. And, you know, to me, it also like makes so much sense why you need to source out, you know, clean skincare products and why you can't be just putting garbage onto your face. So,
And the beautiful thing is that, you know, we are not only interviewing Jamie, we are also fans of Hibiscus Beauty.
We are.
I am able, because, you know, once you get pregnant, your skincare options are sort of limited, especially in the, you know, kind of anti-aging line, right? No retinols. And this feels so, I keep saying like luxe and luxurious. It really does feel like this luxury brand without the price tag kind of a thing. And as soon as you open it, you've nailed the scent because it's not overpowering. It's not like, it's everything about it smells really natural. And then to put it on your face, it's like, God, the texture is so beautiful. And Mikey and I have really different skin.
Totally.
And we both use it. We just use it for different, keep it on for different times, right? Because I've got I don't know, that kind of like real tough epidermis kind of skin. So I can have the mask on for a little longer.
She's an Italiano.
Mikey's just a delicate flower.
I know. I'm a delicate little Yeah, delicate
she is
little
so
Irish.
Delicate.
I know. So yeah, and I just, and you know, and it's one of those things where I found the time that works for me, and it's, you know, like half the time of that Rin keeps it on, but it's, I see the benefits, I think, kind of almost more than you do. Cause my skin really like kind of needs it. My skin really gets kind of weather beaten and, you know, gets redness. And so I've, you know, put this into my regimen, and I don't know, I think I look
fucking handsome.
Yes.
Yes.
Jamie, Jamie, why don't you tell everybody where to go to get this beautiful product and how to follow you?
You can purchase this product at hibiscusbeauty.com, and hibiscus is always with a K when it comes to this brand. Hibiscusbeauty.com, it retails for $58, and you can also find me on Instagram at hibiscusbeauty.com. So fun.
Oh my God.
So good.
We love having you here with us, Shame.
So pumped. Thanks, guys. And just one other thing, if you want to add this in, if you want to talk about like the gut skin connection and how just important. So if the gut is, you know, processing things and regenerating things, that's happening on your skin too. That's happening on the outside of your body as well. So when you guys say, you know, food for your face, or it's almost like, you know, food in a different way. It's so true. Your skin is your biggest organ. You're absorbing everything you put on your skin. And just in the same way that your liver has to process toxins from food and beverage and the environment, your liver also has to process toxins from products that you use.
Yeah, I never think about that.
I know that's so, it's so good to remember that.
So you're really giving, you're doing your liver a significant service by choosing clean products and
I love that.
Making decisions.
Because I'm also destroying my liver on the other side with the Manhattans that I'm drinking. So it's, I like to just.
You and me both.
I like to live a balanced life. Jamie, we love you so much. Thanks for coming on.
I love you guys. Thank you.
You're the best.
Thanks.
Oh my gosh. Jamie.
Jamie. Aww. We love her.
She's the best.
She's a badass bitch, isn't she?
Hell yeah.
She's so great. She's like, you know what? I love skincare. I'm gonna fucking start a skincare line. That is like, of all of the things to start,
it's
like the boldest, I feel like.
For sure.
It's such a crowded, feels so scary market.
Right.
And she's like, nah.
But she's got this.
I'm gonna break through the noise.
And it's, you know, every time I open my medicine cabinet, my little hibiscus beauty jar is in there, and it's so beautiful.
Like it is. I actually just used it last night.
Right.
And just had it on while I was like doing my flossing, having a pee, doing my brushing of teeth.
She's flossing the dance.
Yeah. Exactly.
Brittany flosses every night. It's her calisthenics before she goes to sleep.
Yeah, I found it to be very soothing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just, and then I feel like, oh my God, my, whatever I put on top of it, like I just put a little vitamin C serum, hyaluronic acid thing, and then my moisturizer. And it just feels like I woke up this morning and it feels like it's still like dewy or something, you know?
Well, like she talked about our favorite words. I say sloughing.
Sloughing
it off.
Yeah.
And it does. It feels like it takes off that kind of layer of just bullshit skin, dead skin, whatever it is. And it makes, I don't know, my face feels so good.
Yeah. Shiny and new.
Ooh. Come on, baby, baby. I don't know. Is that a real song?
Like a virgin.
Oh, there we go. Yeah. Okay. Hey, Madge. How you doing? Okay. So hibiscusbeauty.com. That's HIBISKUS beauty.com. Go check her out.
Scoop up one of those masks.
For sure.
Or like three or four of those masks.
For sure.
Just,
follow,
awesome.
Follow Jamie on Instagram. You might even see some familiar faces with the mask on her Instagram. So. And of course, reach out to us. Let's eat at MikeyandRin.com, at Mikey and Rin on Instagram. And we love you guys. Such a fun time. Jamie, we love you. And we'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.